T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's More Bounce to the Ounce by Zapp and Roger in honor of Brandon Clark's return.
So you were there for Jake LaRavia's big night last night.
It was the Jake LaRavia game.
How about that?
As was pointed out to me by a reader on Twitter, which I appreciated because I totally forgotten, even though I wrote it 2 days ago. And when I wrote the column at the beginning of the week, the Jake LaRavia section, I pointed out that he had had several really bad shooting games, but they had not been balanced by outlier good shooting games.
Right. Yeah.
He corrected that last night.
He certainly did.
7 of 9, I think.
He was 7 of 9, 25 points, and we'll get to Brandon Clark here in a minute.
It could have been the Jake LaRavia game, but you sort of A, you got to win, and
right.
B, you got to not be overshadowed by other news of the night. So,
but how are we feeling about Jake LaRavia these days? Like,
better. Definitely better than we were a month or two ago. And I'd never said, like, I think Jake LaRavia was going to be good because I really had no idea. I still don't, honestly. But I was consistent in saying, like, look, this guy hasn't played.
Right.
He has not played. He's played so much less than, like, David Roddy and Zaire Williams had. There just wasn't that much to go on other than he hadn't been good when he did play, and you're so down on the Grizzlies draft stuff,
right.
You just assume, well, this guy's bad too or whatever. And he just hadn't played. I think he's shown some stuff. As I wrote earlier this week, I don't think he's a good one-on-one defender,
right.
Because I think there's some limitations, but he's an active defender. So he gets steals, blocks, deflections, rebounds at pretty decent rates.
Yep.
He passes the ball okay. He's aggressive going to the rim. He draws fouls at a pretty good rate. He's a good free throw shooter. Not a great finisher, but he does stuff. He does enough other stuff that if he were the good shooter he was supposed to be, you'd feel pretty good about him. And the problem is that he has not been a good shooter at all.
Wasn't he a good shooter in the G League?
He was a decent shooter.
In the G League.
It was like okay. It wasn't like, gangbusters, but it was okay. And in college it was okay, but the volume was actually kind of low if you looked at it. But you watch him shoot in practice or shoot around, like
looks
he's
like
got
a shooter.
He's got one of the better strokes on the team. It's just that's different. That's one thing to do that in an open gym. It's another thing when people are trying to stop you,
right.
In an NBA
right.
game.
Right.
And I think he's struggled to adjust to having to quicken up stuff with the pressure of the game flow and the speed of the NBA game and the size. It's understandable that's an adjustment. He struggled with that adjustment, and so the question is he going to make that adjustment
right.
and become a good shooter? He has the talent.
But until you actually get the nice thing is that he's getting a chance
to
figure it out on the fly here. Yeah.
And so, I'm not going to change things based on one game, but what I'd said, I think, last
right.
week was he'd already, there's certain rungs on the ladder you step up, and he'd reached the rung of, I'm not cutting this guy for a roster spot. There's enough
right.
there, and he's cheap enough that, like, I'm happy to have him back. I'm also not unwilling to trade him, I'm happy to have him back.
You're also, he may be getting to the point, whether you're happy to have him back next year or not, it felt like
there was
negative value before.
That's
maybe
right.
there's no longer negative
that's
value.
Right. You're talking about a guy who's got only paid $3 million next season and there's team control
right.
beyond that. It should be at least neutral value at this point. I'm not saying it has great value, but it should be neutral.
You think Zaire Williams is negative value?
Probably so, just because he can't stay healthy.
And
he's so inconsistent
he's
when
more
he does
expensive,
play.
He's inconsistent.
That's
he can't
right.
stay healthy.
That's
so
right.
I think he is negative value. But
and then Conchar, Jake, who's a perfectly fine end of the bench player, but with the contract has negative
clearly
value.
Clearly has negative value. All right, so Brandon Clark. It was the Brandon Clark game, and got a nice ovation. That was nice.
Yeah.
Came in and, as you wrote about, scored with a nice hook early on. What'd you think?
I thought he looked pretty good. You know, it's hard, you know, I don't want to over-determine. There was nothing it wasn't obviously, look, this guy's jumping out of the gym and dunking everything.
Right.
And also wasn't, oh, he looks diminished. He looked fine. Which is good when you haven't played in a whole year and you're coming off major injury. Not only a major surgery, but you had a cleanup procedure in the middle of it. And so I thought he looked fine. I think the team played pretty well when he was out there. And they need talent in the front court. And it was good to have him back.
I think both of those things are true. He wasn't Chandler Parsons dragging his leg around out there at all.
Not at all.
But he wasn't. He wasn't Ja coming suspension.
No, he was not erupting to the rim.
Right.
Know? Right.
But he looked fine. I think that's exactly right. It is, like, his superpower, though, is, what'd you call it, springy, fast, whatever it is. Like, that is the superpower.
Quicker and higher is what I said. That's the foundation of his game. It's not just that he jumps higher. It's that he jumps quicker.
Higher.
And so he gets all, he beats you off the floor, and then he has good elevation, too. But I think it's the quickness off the floor that's really important for him.
Right. And if you cut that, if he was 80% of that, that would be a highly damaging to his game.
Yeah,
going
because
forward.
He's a relatively small big. He's like 6'8", 220 or whatever, and he's not a good shooter.
a good shooter.
Yeah. And so, like, but you know, there's other stuff there. He's a pretty heady defender. He'll get into passing lanes and get deflections and steals. I think he's a good defensive player generally, and he's got good touch. So there are other guys who are quick off the floor, but he's got touch at the end of it. So you get the propulsion to get you the open shot, but he's got touch too. And so, you know, he's a good basketball player, but I do think that quickness off the floor is extremely important to his effectiveness.
A couple things interesting that he said. One was, as you pointed out, as everyone pointed out, the significance of this is getting over the psychological hurdle, right? And he said that himself.
You know? Yeah, Taylor Jenkins talked about that. So what we had been speculating about, why would you bring Brandon Clark back? Everything that we had been saying about there's a good reason to do that was echoed by Taylor Jenkins and by Brandon Clark. I mean, Taylor Jenkins talked about it, in terms of this is a reward for hard work. You've been doing this for a whole year. But you're going to make him wait 6 more months before he plays again?
Right, right.
But then B, as sort of a springboard, you do the hard work over a full year. You get back on the court. You say, okay, I'm okay. I feel good. I can play. And that gives you that boost of confidence going into your summer where you do more off-season work. And it puts you in a better spot to start next season than if you just don't come back at all. And I believe that to be true.
He also said that regarding his springiness, that he is jumping just as high, but that the wind isn't there, and you know what? When you're exhausted, it's hard to jump as high for as long.
You get tired quicker because he hasn't played in a year and all this. So you get fatigued quicker, and as you get fatigued, you lose elevation. All that makes sense to me. I don't know that he is as explosive off the floor, but I think, you know, that's something that can be built back over time.
Can come back, too. Yeah. I mean, he is, like, Ja came back explosively because what had he been doing? Sitting in his whatever, working out, playing basketball.
He didn't have a major lower body injury.
Brandon Clark spent the first part of this just learning to walk again or whatever, you know, in a boot.
Well, and also, I'm reluctant. I didn't write this at all, but it's the radio. We're looser here.
Uh-huh.
I'd be reluctant to go too much of this, but I sit there watching a shoot around before the game, like from courtside, like literally from me to you is the closeness. And his calf, where the left leg where he had the injury, his calf is smaller.
As you
would
expect.
You can see there's a difference in muscle definition that is apparent if you're close to it between the left leg and the right leg. And I assume that won't be the case come October.
Right.
You know?
Do we, 9 games left, do we have any sense of how much we think he'll play?
Well, they only have 2 back-to-backs left. They haven't said he won't play those games, but I'm guessing he won't play those games. I'm guessing he'll probably play the rest. That'd be my guess.
Right. And then you did say that nothing that happens over the next whatever, I mean, barring some, traumatic injury, but I think you said nothing that happens over the next is going to influence the Grizzlies.
Oh, no, they got to add another rotation big. And so, and I don't think the Brandon Clark is going to impact what level of big they're trying to add. They're going to add whatever the best big they can. Now, what level big they're able to add may impact Brandon Clark's role next season. So all these things are interrelated, but it doesn't change the team's approach, I don't think.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, let's say like you don't add a veteran big and you draft Donovan Klingon, you draft Kyle Filipowski, you draft Khalil Ware, Zaki, whoever, you draft one of these guys. Are they going to start from day one as a rookie? They might.
Or
they also
might
not.
Might start, right.
You know, I mean, I think if you go out and you sign or trade for a, you know, whoever, you know, we can dream Jalen Duren or whatever. There are certain players you can acquire that are definitely going to start for you day one. And there are other players, even it could be Donovan Clingan, that may or may not. They might start for you, but it's not a certainty that that player is going to start for you on day one as a rookie, you know?
Do you, if the player they draft is, let's say, Filipowski, who's not a big, do they have to add a big banger type too?
Not to the rotation, because I think your rotation is
to the
roster. I think it would be preferable, but they're only, you don't have unlimited roster spots.
Right.
If I'm constructing my roster at that point, I'm thinking about, okay, the last five spots. Because if you draft Filipowski, you're going to assume Jaren, Clark, Aldama. Let's assume Aldama's back. Jaren, Clark, Aldama, Filipowski, those four guys in a 10-man rotation, those are my main four front court players. I would like it, when I'm looking at the five guys who are not in the full-strength rotation, one of those guys to be another big that's a real big. That would be my preference. But they got a lot of guys under contract and only so many roster spots.
All right. The rest of the evening, we talked about Jake LaRavia. Desmond Bane had 16 assists, was it? I think a new record for Desmond Bane.
Yeah, these things are related. Jake LaRavia making shots and Desmond Bane having 16 assists, you know? It helps to boost your assist number when you're throwing the ball to guys who are actually making shots.
Yeah. Right, 16 assists. So that happened. And the Lakers... the Lakers shot basically 56% and 54% from three.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you're not, it's hard to win. I mean, the Grizzlies shot like 40%
from
three.
Yeah, they did.
But it's hard to win a game when the other team's shooting 55% from three. That's kind of tough.
And Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, I was so focused on like the Brandon Clark stuff and not caring about the game as a competitive enterprise. It didn't totally register for me what Rui Hachimura had done until I looked at the box score. But all the visiting Laker media, and there are lots of those, were all in a tizzy about Rui Hachimura's
coming back
night.
Here. He did it last year. You know, all of that. Yeah, he had a 7 of 8.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Seven of eight from three.
Grizzlies are losing. Who cares?
Did it, by the way, detract from the occasion? Because we said that in this race to the bottom, if you're going to win a game, beat the Lakers at home on Brandon. But did it detract much from the occasion that
I don't feel like I don't
went the
feel,
way it went?
I don't feel like it did. I mean,
you got to see LeBron dunk.
They made the game a somewhat competitive affair in the fourth quarter. It looked like they were going to get run out completely, and then in the third quarter they got it back to like a 10-point game, and so it felt like you're playing more real basketball until close to the end, even though you're losing.
Did you see Draymond? See highlights of Draymond?
There was a lot of stuff going on in the NBA last night. I didn't see it until this morning, but like Draymond gets tossed in 4 minutes. And Kelly Oubre, man. Kelly Oubre, one of the all-time. There was great precision in his, like, referee complaints after the game. Like, he was really, focused on getting his message out to each referee individually. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, and in fairness, the refs did say in the pool report that they missed the call.
Yeah,
Calls get missed all the time. A foul should have been ruled, is what they said. And then, Draymond, and I know, they're complaining about it. I mean, Chris Paul was complaining about it.
He had one coming because he should have got a tech for like grabbing Santi Aldama's jersey last week. So
they let him harangue and harangue.
Yeah, he gets away with so much.
Only when he threw in the profanity at the end that he got tossed. And then honestly, if you look at it, he's headed straight to the locker room. Like it looks like he's heading straight to the locker room. It doesn't look like there's anything else to be had. All right, Chris, I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.